The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Eighth advantage of the Baal Bitochen. He doesn't have to move from place to place.
Shalom. We're up to the eighth advantage of a Baal Bitochen over this alchemist. This alchemist, although he may have a large amount of wealth, but he's always on the run. He tries not to stay too long in one place because maybe people reveal his secrets and that'll be the end of him. So, once again, the fact that a person has a lot of wealth doesn't always mean that he'll have a pleasant yishuv where he is. Sometimes it causes all kind of stress, whether it be mitzvah the panos itself or mitzvah people. Rila batech ve'elikim, a person is batech v'ashem, yoshu ba'altzel v'etach, v'sheichu b'mkoyim v'mnuchas ha'nefesh. A person who has bitachon wherever he is, he feels comfortable where he is, and he has peace of mind where he's living. And the Chovei Tzavos brings the pasuk on this: Batach b'Hashem, have bitachon Hashem, rely on Hashem, v'asei toiv, and do the right type of behavior, behave properly. Shchein oretz u'rei emunah. That you'll dwell in the land. Shchoin oretz u'rei emunah. You will dwell in the land, and you will be always in a position of emunah. Emunah also means a type of being steadfast, not being always in a different position, always in the same tranquility. And the truth is, one could say, so what do you want to say over here? Do you want to say that it's better not to have a lot of money? Because if you have a lot of money, then there's sometimes all kind of stress that a person has as a result of that. That is not the issue. The issue is not how much you have or how much you don't have, but how you relate to it. When a person who doesn't have bitachon, so all kind of things could cause him stress. And like we're saying, even dafka, sometimes the fact that he has a lot of money or has a panosa, which he has some secret in his panosa, he's always under pressure to not be in the same place, not to keep it. So he should be able to keep his secrets or not have people disturbing him, all kind of things. But a person has bitachon Hashem, whatever he has, whether he's wealthy or whether he's poor, but he can have the peace of mind because he realizes that whatever he does have, that's what Hashem gave him. And Hashem gave it to him in a fashion that Hashem wants us to enjoy what we have and live a pleasant life. And as we will see in the course of the Limud, that like it says, if you have a Vatech Hashem, Asei Tov, you'll always be doing the right things because you realize that everything you have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that gives you the desire also to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said, now sometimes everybody has this, you can have too many people knocking on your door and it can cause anxiety to a person. It's not a shame. The person has bitachon, he knows what he can do, and what he can give, and what he can't give. And, you know, very often, one could say, greet the other person, a person, let's say, collecting funds, to save up under the office, make him feel good, and say, you know, what can I do? I can't help. Sometimes they're a little tough, but that's their problem. It's not our problem. The question is, how do I relate to it? We once mentioned from the Arizal. The Arizal says that Betzem, every time a mitzvah comes to us, we should look at it as if we're getting $1 million right now. That's a Bala Bitochen. He's Beteach Bashem. He realizes that everything that comes into his life is from Hashem. Then I say Toiv. He will always do the good thing because he always looks at this as
Kol Halashon.
An opportunity. When it's a pleasant thing, for sure he thanks Hashem. And it was something that's not so pleasant, or even something which is matzven, what they call in Hebrew. It doesn't get him shaken up because he realizes, assesses what does Hashem want him to do in this situation. He does it. Today was the Levi of David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, from the Gedolei Poskim in the world. Tremendous, tremendous Talmid Chochem and genius and Tzadik. But he was very not known, even though in his later years he was on the Beit HaKnesset Gedolei Torah in America. And he passed the most complicated shaylos, but if anybody saw him, he wouldn't recognize who he was. He walked around with just a regular jacket, regular hat, and did everything. The shopping, he didn't have anybody going shopping for him. He refused to be totally b'das acherim. And he was in the store when everyone wanted to move away from him. He wouldn't let them. You're ahead of me online. You're ahead of me online. And Baruch Hashem, he was saved to the long life and tremendous accomplishments. But that was that type of mind frame. Baruch Hashem, he was able to see from his parents that nakuda of saying that. What I'm saying, I be talking Hashem, and I do in every situation try to assess what the Ratzon Hashem is to do, and I feel comfortable with what I'm doing, and I may don't let anything bother me, get me upset, not looking for COVID. He was satisfied with what he had. Bemeti lived his whole life in the same place, in the Lower East Side. And if you had somebody that wants to, quote-unquote, progress in life, become famous, the worst place to stay is the Lower East Side. There's very little left over there. But no, he had his place, he had his yeshiva. And the Maisa, because of his greatness, he became recognized way beyond the borders of where he was. And people from all over the world were asking shaylos and advice and different things. And once again, this Adam Godel, Ma'oiz, but each one of us on a level. If we don't have bitachon, so we always have a thought, you know, the place I'm living in, is it really the best place for me? Is it not the best place for me? Maybe like they say in English, the grass is greener on the other side. He always has in the back of his head, the grass may be greener on the other side. And therefore, no matter how wealthy he is, well, maybe this place is not good for me. Maybe another place would be better for me. Whether it be like we said before, he's afraid that people reveal him, or afraid people take advantage of him, or maybe the other way around. He thinks in his mind, oh, there could be a more pleasant, a fancier, a nicer place. And that's in whatever socioeconomic level we're on, a person who has that mind frame will always have it. And he's really never satisfied where he is because it could always be in another place. Whereas the one, and it's Hashem, as we go along, we'll build up our bitachon, is to recognize, no, the place I'm in is a place that Kol Shabbohu gave me. The position I'm in is a position that also was set up, Siyat Hashemai from Hashem and Boch Hashem. If things are going well, I should be happy with what I have and enjoy it. And even if there's certain things within it that may cause me certain types of friction, okay, that's a nisayon from Kol Shabbohu. I remember Tamar's Rabbi Malinowitz is, he always says, I just want to say one thing he told me in this Nakuda. He was talking about Shalom Bayis. So he told me the Shem Sam Chochem that said, has some Makor, I don't know, I don't remember the Makor, is some people are not always fully excited about their spouses, and sometimes they also think, oh, if I just have somebody else, which is also the same thing. I'm looking for another place. No, what you have is the best for you. That's what he said. Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes a special zivug that the spouse that one has is the one who is the most perfect for his needs. And sometimes his needs is to work on his midas. So sometimes when the difference between the husband and the wife is bedafka, Hashem set up a wife with a different nature so that we should, other rabbi, work on the midas and be able to get along even with those differences. Like we said, Baitech, Ba'Hashem, and Asay Toiv, we'll do the good things, and then Shchoin Oretz, then we could live in our land in a peaceful and pleasant fashion our whole lives.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.